Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guests today are Amara Nelson and Mick Sims, and they're here to talk about our January session of the Living Well series. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Amara is a clinical dietitian here at Lake Region Healthcare. Mick serves kind of two roles in our interview today. He is our director at Mill Street Residence, but also serves as the president of the Fish and Game Club in Fergus Falls, and they are partnering with us for January 7th, next Tuesday's Living Well series, How Wild Is Your Game? I love that. I love that title. So it's all about the benefits of cooking with wild game. So before we get started, Amara, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background since you're relatively new here at Lake Region Healthcare, mm-hmm. and then Mick, I'll have you chime in with what your role is with the game Fish and Game Club.
Sure.
Awesome. Yes, hello. I have been a dietitian for about 7 years now, and I just joined Lake Region here in August. My role here is to cover inpatient hospital as well as the dialysis center, mm-hmm. so I'm kind of a little bit everywhere mm-hmm. as a casual. And prior to being here, I was in long-term care for 5 years as well as did some cooking classes on the side, so yeah.
Great. And Mick, you're president of the Fergus Falls Fish and Game Club. How long have you been doing that, and what is your role with the club, or what does that entail with the club?
So, yeah, I think I've been president for maybe 9 years now, and hopefully it's not one of those lifelong commitments.
Lifetime sentence.
Yeah. But as president, actually, the Fergus Falls Fish and Game Club, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary in 2020. So we had tossed around ideas on how to get more visible in the community, and knowing, you know, what we've done together with related to the Community Health Expo and education, I've always thought there's benefits about wild game and, mm-hmm. and you know, from a health standpoint, mm-hmm. but from an activity standpoint, you know, what hunting and fishing can do for folks. So that's kind of another thing here, trying to promote the benefits of being outside and taking part in some of those activities we have around here.
What is the mission of the Fish and Game Club, and how big of an organization is it here?
Oh, the mission. Gosh, you know, I think it's probably, it started out actually in 1920 was a group getting together that liked to fish. And they were just, they were called the Fergus Falls Fishing Club. And it was a year later, they changed it to Fish and Game. And over time, it's been more of like a social thing for people that like to do things, a way to get together. Definitely conservation has came into play with, you know, the hunting laws and rules, mm-hmm. promoting, following those. But then lately, our club, we own 9 properties, a little over 1,100 acres that... Mm-hmm. We have managed for habitat, so giving a place for deer and ducks and you know, the outside animals to live, and promoting the creation of habitat, so they, you know, there are going to be continued places for these animals to live, and then a spot for us to hunt them in the fall and enjoy year-round.
What a great club and mission and cause, and such a great partnership that we've put together, I think, for this Living Well series, because the Fish and Game Club is going to provide the food. We're going to actually be able to turn the program over after we do a little education to the Fish and Game Club for a tasting session of some delicious game, mm-hmm. and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Let's start with what the agenda looks like from your perspective, Amara, in terms of what you plan to cover in the presentation mm-hmm. at next Tuesday's Living Well series.
You know, first I really am just going to kind of give a broad overview of nutrition guidance and what we should aim for with to have a healthy plate. Looking at that, and then we're going to go through how does wild game fit into a healthy diet. You know, a big portion of that also is to get out and be physical. And mm-hmm. so hunting has a great aspect to join into that role as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
When you talk about benefits of cooking mm-hmm. and or eating a wild game, what do you think is the number one thing? What rises to the top?
You know, there's so many. There's so many that come to the top of my mind. But, you know, first and foremost, I think it's just, it's fresh. It's, mm-hmm. you know, you get to see what you are actually eating. And I think the cool process for the avid hunter is to be able to see it from the moment that they are able to, you know, kill the deer or the game to having it on the plate and the preparation. And so I think that's really neat. there's so many other benefits as well.
Sure. Let's talk about some of those.
Yeah. So definitely, lower sodium because they're not having that extra added salt for the processing factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no antibiotics or hormones added into those that meat in the game. I think that's really important as well. And then also looking at it's a leaner mm-hmm. type of protein to consume too. So not to mention the iron and the zinc that it provides mm-hmm. to help with extra immunity. Yeah. And it also just, it's a flavor that only game can provide.
That is true. Yeah. And I would say that sometimes that's part of the bad reputation, I think, mm-hmm. that game gets, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes people will say, it just tastes so gamey mm-hmm. or I don't like wild game because it's always so tough mm-hmm. or dry, or some of those things. What do you think is the secret or the multiple secrets? There's got to be probably more than one to making wild game taste really good.
Yeah. We will actually go through some of those too during the presentation. But, you know, what I found is that about 2 tablespoons of vinegar with 1 quart of water, and you just soak it and refrigerate it for an hour prior to cooking. And that can help pull out some of that gaminess. I've also had some family members that would cook their duck stuffed with some vegetables and potatoes mm-hmm. and then also pull that out and discard those, and because that will also pull some of that gamey flavor out as well. So
interesting. Yeah. How about you, Mick? You cook a lot, don't you?
I wouldn't say a lot, but one of the things that I do, and I don't know what this is, something my dad maybe taught me, I don't even know, but like it's when I clean a pheasant or mm-hmm. a duck or a goose, I will soak it overnight in milk.
Mm.
I don't know why.
That too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if it does anything for the flavor or not, but it does pull some things out of it. You know, when you take it out the next day, you know, to freeze it or prepare it, it has a different look to it. And then, you know, I think it does pull maybe some of the blood mm-hmm. that might be in the meat out. But, you know, just getting back to actually from when you harvest that animal, how you take care of it, I think has an importance in the taste later,
whether it's
gamey or mm-hmm. or not, you know, whether it's, you know, I think the importance of cooling down. Let's say you got a deer, getting that hide off or getting, you know, the intestines, the guts mm-hmm. out of it, mm-hmm. and, you know, so anything isn't soaking into the meat, but mm-hmm. giving it a chance to breathe in air and cool, I think mm-hmm. is very important. I hear of people that, I've never hunted antelope, but that's an animal that's out west that's usually mm-hmm. it's a lot warmer climate area, how important it is to get that hide off right away mm-hmm. and get it on ice, and mm-hmm. you'll notice the difference.
You mentioned something your dad taught you, and to me that's also mm-hmm. one of the, I don't know exactly which component, you know, we talk about all the components of health and wellness, but the tradition, the time that you spend with family and friends, the things that you pass on from generation to generation. I don't think we can maybe underestimate the benefits that wild game hunting brings in that aspect as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, now we're heading into the ice fishing.
Right.
You know, there's so many people that, mm-hmm. I don't know. When you fish in the summertime, it's always like you have to go to the other side of the lake, or you have to, you know, you're always moving. Where in winter fishing, you are maybe putting a house out and sitting put and letting the fish come to mm-hmm. you. And then you have time to visit, and, you know, people yeah. will bring mm-hmm. their own kind of foods with. And it's more of a
social.
Yeah,
social event
yeah.
for your mental
yeah.
well-being.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. I think it falls very closely into the social wellness component. How about for each of you, what's your favorite type of wild game to eat and or prepare?
My all-time favorite is, I just grew up on good old ring deer sausage, mm. venison deer sausage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
So I might piggyback on, but, you know, I did this, I went hunting with a guy, and we ended up getting, it was early duck hunting season, and we got teal, which for anyone knows of a teal, it's a smaller bird they're one of the first birds to leave when it gets cold, because they don't really build up any fat like, you know, some northern birds would.
Okay.
And I remember that he prepared these ducks, and we plucked them, which I'd never done before. It was pretty hard to do with really thin skin. But then he prepared them, and he wrapped them in bacon, and he made this sauce. And oh my goodness, I mean, I suppose if I would have gone to some fine restaurant, they would have went,
yeah,
wow, I paid a lot of money. But he he was just a very good cook.
Knew how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My own case, like when it comes to deer, when you mentioned sausage, my family doesn't care much for the deer meat, but they like it when I turn it into jerky. So, and it's something you can do at home with a dehydrator, and you can make it to whatever taste you want. And deer jerky never goes to waste in our house.
Yeah, that's always handy to have on hand. I would have to say my favorite is similar to what you described, pheasant, cut into the little pieces, wrapped in bacon, marinated, and put on the grill. One of my favorite appetizers, definitely. Mick, why do you think it's important that the Fish and Game Club chose to kind of hop onto this? You mentioned it's part of your 100th anniversary celebration. Is this an outreach opportunity that you see as a club that's important to do?
You know, one of the things, and this actually came from a conference I attended, and it was a workshop, but it talked about, you know, the changes in sportsmen. There's getting fewer and fewer people that are hunting and fishing. And so how do you attract new members to a club when, you know, fewer are doing what you like to do? But in the same sense, there is this growing number of people that want to eat healthy. And maybe they're, you know, I'm not going to call it, I don't know if it's a millennial kind of thing, but they're concerned about, you know, those, you know, antibiotics, you know, they're getting injected into meat and, and something coming right from, you know, the wild. I think it's a way to maybe attract some people that, one, they might want to learn how to hunt and fish. So our club is helping with that. We're going to be hosting some workshops in 2020 to teach new people, you know, to the sport. Hunting, fishing, but then to just kind of, I think there's those others that like the outdoors. They maybe aren't so against hunting. Maybe they don't want to do it themselves, but maybe they want to go hiking and and the health benefits of being outside. And, you know, our club is involved in that too. And so there's, you know, a way to help grow our club, I guess, is a big reason to partner. Plus, I don't know, I like to eat it too. So I'm going to hopefully get some tips from our members, some of the things they're going to be bringing with.
Awesome. Are you prepared to share any idea what we might be able to sample that night?
I do have a couple. I, you know, so myself, but I have to go get these. A friend, he shared, he has a, and he makes it out of northern pike, but it's a northern pike. It's like a soup, but it's all...
Oh, yum.
Oh, God, you know, and he makes everything out of his garden, so the vegetables are all freshly grown, and he shared that recipe with me, so as long as I can go catch some northerns, I'm going to be bringing that.
Nice.
We have one member, he's going to bring some goose and duck pastrami.
Oh.
Kind of more like snack pieces. I know he went hunting up in Canada, and when he brought a lot of the birds back, you know, you have to figure out what to do with them.
Sure.
So he's doing that. One person is bringing some venison chili.
Okay.
Everyone has their favorite recipes for chili.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
And another one, which I'm kind of curious on, he's doing a mallard and sandhills crane casserole.
Oh.
So I'm kind of envisioning some wild rice maybe and some duck, and I've never tasted sandhill crane.
No.
So,
wow, that sounds fantastic. Anything else you want our listeners to know about what they can expect at next Tuesday's event, either of you?
No, I'm excited to be able to actually myself be introduced to the game club and just learn from them and see their recipes and be able to just share the health benefits of, I think there's such a circle effect between the physical, mental, social, and what we're putting in our bodies. So it'll be great.
I think this topic is really spot on when it comes to incorporating so many of those components of wellness. I'm looking forward to it as well. How wild is your game? The benefits of cooking with and eating wild game. Again, it's coming up this next Tuesday night, January 7th. Our Living Well series are held at the Fergus Falls Public Library Community Room. We'll start at 5:45 with the session going until about 7 o'clock. And then, again, the Fergus Falls Fish and Game Club immediately after, serving the great samples of some of their favorite recipes using all kinds of delicious wild game. So if you would like more information or you would like to RSVP for this event, visit our website, lrhc.org, and go to the calendar, or you can give us a call at 736-8699, or shoot us an email to livingwell@lrhc.org. Amerit Nelson, clinical dietitian here at Lake Region Healthcare, Mick Sims from our Mill Street resident, residents and president of the Fergus Falls Fish and Game Club. Thank you both for being here and for putting this time and energy into what I know will be a great Living Well session next week.
Thank you, Katie.
Yep, thank you.
Amara, Mick, and Katie on Apple a Day today reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.